For breakfast, we had eggs, coffee, buns, bacon, and grits. Pee-wee complained that he missed the roast beef.
You getting that for lunch?
The cook said.
If you serve any more of that damn roast beef, you better bring a rifle with it, because I'm going to put a hole in your ass for every slice of beef I see.
Brunner said it like he meant it, too. The cook, a short blonde guy with a tattoo on his right arm that said, Mother, and one on his left arm that said, Linda, spit in a cup and slid it down to Brunner.
There's your lunch, skinhead.
Captain Stewart, our company commander, came over and asked what was wrong, and Brunner told him what had happened.
We can only fix what they send us, Captain, the cook said.
I'm sure the corporal realizes that, soldier, the captain said. But men who go out and risk their lives every day would like a little more respect.
I didn't ask to be no damn cook.
Watch your mouth, soldier. The captain's voice assumed captain's status. Two jets swept by and started hitting a target less than 5 miles away. They must have made a half dozen passes before they were joined by two more. We went outside and watched them, our food still in our hands.
They must have got a convoy, Brunner said.
He said it to Captain Stewart, and he had his sucking up voice on. Behind him, the cook was spitting in Brunner's coffee and stirring it up. Lobel smiled when he saw it and turned away.
The VC are trying to get in position for the truce, Captain Stewart said. They'll try to get into as good a position as they can and then negotiate to hold those positions.
If the war is going to be over, they can have the whole damn country,
Pee-wee said.
I don't want the sucker.
That's not why guys are out there humping, soldier.
The captain pulled out a pad and pen.
What's your name?
Gates, sir,
Pee-wee said.
That's G-A-T.
I can spell, Private.
Are you a cook, too? Just then, a guy came from HQ-10 and called Stewart. 2 more minutes and everybody was running around except Lieutenant Carroll.
I think they want all the officers in the HQ tent, I said.
They want me. They know where to reach me, Carroll said. Or they can just leave a message with my secretary.
There was a sadness about Lieutenant Carroll. Something that you didn't notice at first, but it was there just the same. Even when he made jokes, it was there. I watched him walk toward his hooch.